Hello, Pittsfielders. This is Linda Tyer, your mayor. As we enter the second week of our school closings and social distancing practices, I hope you are healthy and in good spirits. For those of you who have honored the guidance to stay at home and practice social distancing, I thank you. Now more than ever, our obligations to one another are vital in overcoming this public health crisis and ensuring that our hospital can treat patients who need life-saving medical care. Some of you are skeptics about staying at home and the social distancing recommendations that have been put in place. I ask you to please rethink your activities and take these recommendations seriously. These times demand that all of us accept and embrace with all our might our shared responsibility to one another. In accordance with the governor's orders issued earlier today, that's Monday, March 23rd, all non-essential businesses will close effective at noon on Tuesday, March 24th, and will remain closed until Tuesday, April 7th. Essential services that will remain open include grocery stores and their suppliers, pharmacies, gas stations, and manufacturers of medical supplies. In addition, the governor has issued a stay-at-home advisory. You can find the governor's orders and advisories, including a list of what is considered an essential service, on the city's website at cityofpittsfield.org. Click on COVID-19. These new restrictions reflect the serious nature of COVID-19. Just 1 week ago, there were only 2 positive cases in the city of Pittsfield. Today, March 23rd, there are 16 positive cases in Pittsfield. As more people are tested, that number is likely to increase. Yesterday, the Berkshires had a very sad development when we learned of our first death. I send my sincere condolences to the family and friends of our deceased neighbor. To help you stay informed, we have created a COVID-19 community impact dashboard. It can be found on the COVID-19 page at cityofpittsfield.org. The dashboard will be updated daily with facts and information about community impact and services. It's probably getting more difficult, but we must maintain our stay-at-home and social distancing practices. I can imagine that our families are starting to feel the pressure of stay-at-home restrictions. Our neighbors may begin to feel lonely and isolated. The loss of income is also detrimental to our sense of well-being. But you must not waver. Please stay at home and keep your distance, even if you are feeling well. If you need someone to talk to during these difficult times, Mass 211 offers the resource Call to Talk, which provides mental health and emotional support services 24/7. If you feel unsafe at home, the Berkshire District Attorney's Office has a victim witness hotline at 1-855-275-8927. Or you can call the Elizabeth Freeman Center at 1-866-401-2425. Call 911 for an emergency. If you're concerned that a child is at risk, please call the Department of Children and Families hotline at 1-800-292-5022. All of this information is available on the city's website. Please monitor your health. If you have any symptoms, such as a cough, fever, and shortness of breath, please contact either your doctor by phone or call the BMC link line at 855-262-5465 before leaving your house. Berkshire Health Systems has established this toll-free hotline for questions regarding coronavirus. It is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. You will be asked a series of questions and given specific instructions on what to do next. If you are contacted by a public health official, please cooperate. Gathering accurate and timely data is an essential element to our public health response. For example, a close contact is someone who has been within 6 feet for at least 15 minutes with someone else who has tested positive for COVID-19. How can we stay connected while maintaining our stay-at-home and social distancing practices? It is our good fortune that we are living in a digital age. Grandparents can FaceTime with their grandchildren. We can download apps and books to our digital devices. My brother and I are playing words with friends, and I hope this new fun way that he and I have connected carries on even after we've moved beyond coronavirus. Send an email, text, or call someone who might be lonely. Again, grocery stores and pharmacies are still open, but maintaining social distancing while shopping and washing your hands before you leave your house and when you get back is especially important. If you're unable to shop, residents can get groceries using home delivery services that are available online. Many of our restaurants are offering carryout and delivery services. If you are able to support our small businesses, consider ordering takeout once or twice a week. To make pickup easier, starting this Wednesday, the city will install grab-and-go parking zones nearby our restaurants. Even with all of these options, we have friends and neighbors who do not have the resources or the access to these solutions. Please be kind. Help where you can while respecting social distancing. Do you know someone who needs help getting food? Our food pantries are doing their best to continue serving the less fortunate by doing their own grab and go. Information about pantries can be found on the city's website and on the COVID-19 Community Impact Dashboard at cityofpittsfield.org. The Berkshire United Way has created a resource, the COVID-19 Emergency Response Fund for Berkshire County. Details can also be found on the city's website at cityofpittsfield.org. Pittsfield parks remain open for passive recreation. However, you must avoid congregate activities or game playing. Playground equipment at our parks and schools is closed until further notice because the surfaces are not sanitized. In all cases, please remember to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet from other people while enjoying these outdoor spaces. With reports of toilet paper shortages amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the city's water and sewer department reminds residents that wipes, paper towels, facial tissue, and other materials, even those that claim to be flushable, are not designed to break down in the wastewater treatment process. Flushing anything but toilet paper down the toilet can cause unsanitary sewer backups in a home or neighborhood. You may be wondering what your city officials are doing. Just 10 days ago, I created the city's coronavirus preparedness team. This is comprised of public health officials, public safety professionals, public school leaders, Berkshire Medical Center, and other community leaders. We have a daily conference call, and our mission is to assess, plan, manage, and execute strategies that are necessary to slow the spread of COVID-19. Recently, we added a category for assessing the economic impact to our citizens and our city. The facts on the ground are constantly shifting, but our team is agile and decisive. Two additional public health nurses have joined the city's public health office. Dr. Alan Kohlberg, chair of the Pittsfield Board of Health, is providing general medical leadership at our health department, offering medical guidance to city officials and medical providers, and is our direct link for communicating quickly and efficiently with Berkshire Medical Center. Pittsfield is taking the lead in establishing a Central Berkshire Emergency Operations Center. We will join up with North County and South County to create a countywide coordinated effort to access resources, equipment, and supplies that each community may need. In addition, I am in regular communication with Governor Baker, the Berkshire delegation, and our two senators, Senator Warren and Senator Markey. I am grateful for their support and advocacy on behalf of our city. I've asked them for three things. First, please help us expedite access to personal protective equipment from the national stockpile for our police and fire first responders. Second, faster access to testing supplies and labs is needed. And finally, an infusion of federal funding to our Community Development Block Grant is vital to the economic response and recovery for communities like Pittsfield. For more information and daily updates, please visit the city's website at cityofpittsfield.org and click on the COVID-19 page. We have assembled reliable resources of information that will help you make good decisions for yourself and your families. In closing, it cannot be overemphasized that other than trips for essential services, everyone should stay at home. If we all do our part right now, and for as long as we have to, our city will remain strong and recover faster. Please, take good care of yourselves, and right now that means staying at home. Use this time at home to create new personal and family traditions. And finally, may the longtime sun shine upon you and your family.